Cheers broke out in the French Parliament after France became the latest country to legalise same-sex marriage. The vote follows weeks of divisive debate and mass street protests over the issue. Europe correspondent Barbara Miller reports.
The Speaker of the French Parliament was sent an envelope with gunpowder in it ahead of the vote on same-sex marriage, and he clearly had no time for noisy protesters in the National Assembly.
Les ennemis de la démocratie n'ont rien à faire dans l'hémicycle.
Claude Bartolone ordered what he called enemies of democracy out of the chamber. The vote of 331 in favour and 225 against same-sex marriage and adoption was greeted with chants of equality by its supporters.
Pour 331 contre 225.
The issue has deeply divided France. Supporters and opponents of the bill have taken to the streets in their tens of thousands in recent weeks. Dozens of arrests have been made and politicians have engaged in vicious slanging matches. The Justice Minister, Christiane Taubira, says that will soon change.
We know that all of this will calm down, and we know just as emotion overwhelmed us today, emotion will engulf those who watch the first weddings, because I'm sure those first weddings will be beautiful and full of joy.
Bruno Salen is a gay rights activist who works in the European Parliament.
We're ecstatic. It was a very long fight.
Is this same-sex marriage something that you personally are in a position or want to take advantage of?
Not at the moment, but you never know. So if anyone's interested, I'm kidding.
What's been your reaction to the strength of feeling that we've seen, particularly in Paris, in opposition to this bill going through?
It's been deeply hurtful. I'm really hoping that this was only a passage and that as soon as the first marriages start taking place in June, everybody will just forget about this and get on with life.
But opponents of same-sex marriage say they will continue their fight. Frigide Barjot, that's her stage name, has been leading the campaign against the new law.
Les manifestations, le recours au Conseil constitutionnel, les manifestations pacifiques.
We are going to demonstrate, appeal to the Constitutional Council. Peaceful demonstrations, peaceful vigils. We won't respond to this provocation. Do you understand that it's the people who've won, who've insulted us? I was called a cow and a bitch. What have I done? What have we done? We demonstrated peacefully to say that the law should not change.
Thorny issues such as access to IVF treatment by same-sex couples have not been addressed in the new law. Gay rights groups are pushing for them to be included in a family law later in the year. This is Barbara Miller reporting for AM.